So I'm like, yeah, bullying is wrong, but I'm like, how did that equate to the situation with Yamauchi? Like, it was a logical set of steps. The weakest link did not survive. And you're only as strong as your weakest link. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, as always, my co-host, Ducky Irby.
What's up, valued listeners?
What's up, Herbie?
You know, nothing too much. Just living the life. Life trying to live me simultaneously in a dream. Sometimes a genjutsu, but you know, hey.
Sometimes a genjutsu.
It's like, oh, I'm caught. What is this?
You got a, in that genjutsu of yours, are you with a flavor?
I just enjoyed all of Classroom of Elite. It finally got to, because we kind of suspected that there was something else wrong with Yusuke, and I was like, he seems like he has some deep-sorted, not hatred, but deep-sorted feelings that he's associating with the situation.
And I was like, yeah. Unresolved issues.
Yeah, and then I was like, yep. So yeah, so we finally figured it out, and they finally did it. So I was like, yeah, that's where it's from. So we did it, figured it out. Ayana Koji, my boy. Ruthless. Nah, he's not ruthless. But yeah. He's cool.
He's coolio, son.
He's cool, but he's no fool.
He might be.
Wind up jumping out of high school. No, that's another song. For another day.
Do I have a flavor this week?
Probably not. You ain't never have no flavors.
Dog, I just intake so much content. It's hard to, like, remember it all. There was, like... There are a couple moments in To Your Eternity that they got me, but, like...
It made you tear up.
No, it was just like, oh, that was cool. That was funny. But nothing... Nothing... I mean, I guess Prince Bond killing himself so that Fushi could have a body so they can regain consciousness was a good one.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, poor Echo.
Yeah, that's his chair, right?
Echo was
or was that the little
the jar girl?
Oh yeah, yeah. With her brother and yeah. Yeah.
Kohaku tried to kill the thingy and so it just left him and went into Echo.
Yeah. It was rough. Yeah. Saddle series. But yeah, so I guess since you're talking about that one, we should go ahead and
might as well get into it, right?
Yep.
All right, so like the battle to protect the city is about to get started and Fushi is still putting up as much as he can so he can cover the fort. So then the battle transpires and we're gonna get into episode 15 here. And the knockers in what seems like finite supply just keep throwing boulders and boulders full of knockers and like Fushi, he did way too much, and he ended up knocked out cold. So, like, the building was, the city was unable to repair itself for a while. When Fushi finally came to, all three of his, quote-unquote, immortal companions were dead. And Kohaku, I think, is the one who killed one or two of them. But, like, it needed to be done. So, yeah. Fushi went right back to trying to take everything on himself. And, you know, he was doing this cool thing with a crossbow. He was firing really quick because he was just reloading. Instead of reloading, he was just creating a new crossbow that was ready to fire. And then when he seemed like he was in a tight spot, the three homies popped back up, and they just played it off as they're immortal, but they just need Fushi to make a new body for them. So like, they did it so much, just dying, coming back, dying, coming back, dying, coming back, just and like Fushi would put them where like they were most needed. Kohaku ended up being held captive by everyone for being suspicious, and you could tell that like Fushi wasn't okay with like his friends dying, but it got worse on him when they were like killing themselves just to get around conveniently. My man with the piercings, who Fushi was getting suspicious about like Bond knowing something that he didn't. He tried to bring Marsh back, but like he only created a dummy because Marsh was already roaming around looking for Fushi, which I'm surprised she lasted so many days with that many knockers around. Because like she is still a child, but
I feel like they have to get it from like her memory, his memory. That makes sense.
Like, no, I'm sure she does know everything that's been going on currently, but like, I still don't think she was capable of defending herself. Like, she's good at climbing, but it was just weird that she survived those many days alone.
Yeah, I think that might be her spirit, but that's like not her memory. That makes sense. Like, she's out and about, but it's because she's like ethereal. Like, that's her essence versus like the memory of her, if that makes sense.
As in, like, you don't think...
Like, the knockers can only get stuff if it's from Fushi.
But they'd be able to kill her, though, right? Because, like, the other three guys can still die.
Yeah, I don't know. It just... I just feel like she... Yeah, Fushi, my boy.
Yeah. So, I forget his name, but the dude that, like, had this weird connection with the princess... Her father died, and like she was about to jump off the castle wall, and he saved her, and then realized that she got taken over by a knocker. So that's when he decided to tell Fushi, like, "Hey, you can bring people back." Well, here's where my theory went out the window. Fushi wasn't trapping anybody. It was just people weren't ready to move on. So literally, everyone who's with Fushi, we learned, just decided not to move on. They decided it was better to help him than to live in a fantasy.
Living in a fantasy. Yeah.
So Fushi goes back to Boozman place where he set up, and like he's working, and that's when Kohaku's knocker decides to finally attack Fushi. I guess this thing was plotting from the very beginning. It encased Fushi in like a ball, and it just kept slaying away at his forms, and Marsh came in and tried to help. Kohaku was trying to his best to stop his knocker from killing all of Fushi, and ended up chopping his own arm off, and the knocker got away. Marsh got on the horse and went looking for help. She found Bond, brought Bond to where Fushi is, and then they found Fushi with the help of the Black One and found that he was back in rock form. Actually, Echo was the one who found him. I don't know how she found him, but like maybe it has something to do with her ability to communicate. So Echo found him, and we learned that Echo has the knocker in her, and she's trying to kill herself because she knows what it is. And then I thought she was gonna do it like, "Hey, I don't want this knocker, but I also want Fushi to have a form, so I'm gonna go do this. And then Bond, to give Fushi consciousness, impaled himself with a sword, which when Fushi came to, he learned that when Echo tried to throw herself off the roof, the knocker arm stopped her from doing it. And we go over to episode 19, where Fushi now has Bond's body and can see spirits, so now he sees everyone that's been following him, and he brings them all back, and they start working together. You know, Marsh finally met up with Fushi, and, you know, I'm your mom, and stuff like that, and, like, they drove out the knockers and cleared out the city. And while they're part where they, so Kohaku and the one guy went after Echo, and that's when the knocker in Kohaku's body, he did something similar to what Fushi can do, but, like, he created out of, I guess, out of the earth, all the forms that he stole from Fushi and was trying to kill Kohaku. Kohaku got that knocker back and gave Fushi a farewell note saying, like, I'm just gonna do my own thing. Fushi, we're gonna go into the last episode here. They drove out all the knockers, you know, they're celebrating. Tonari's alive, Marsh is alive, Perona's not alive yet. Perona and the ones the knockers had are not alive because they're with Kohaku, and Fushi doesn't know what to do about Kohaku yet. The guy, we found out the guy who I thought loved the princess does love her, but it's because there's, like, she's his sister, and I guess he was the bastard child of the king. Fushi tells everyone that he's gonna go out on his own, so Marsh, Echo's spirit that he could see, was okay with it. Marsh couldn't really handle that, and, like, I kind of get the feeling, because it's like they chose staying here over paradise to help you, and you're trying to take it on your own again after you just got reunited. But he does intend to bring him back. I kind of don't like that he's still in Bond's body. I do not like Bond is not a character I like. But the black spirit man paused time so Fushi can go do what he had to do, so he put himself in a slumber and started spreading his roots throughout the world, and he'll awaken when he finally covered everything, and he'll bring everyone back into a world that's safe without knockers. What it gets a little sad because, like, Marsh literally never left Fushi's side and died there. Gugu stayed in the city to help protect it, so he did die, but he didn't die next to Fushi's side. He just died in the area because he didn't want to leave Fushi alone. But Marsh literally never left him, and she died. That was kind of sad. Tonari got old and, like, wrote a book about Fushi and, like, spread it as much as she could. And then when she died, she had her body placed next to Fushi. Kohaku finally did something, and he took down the Church of Benedict and returned Fushi all of the people he lost, and he got his wife form back. So Bond was the only one who brought back because he had a family to go to. Everyone else kind of just had Fushi, so he brought Bond back. And on Bond's deathbed, you know, he pulled out the vine and held Bond's hand. So we go to the end credits, and Fushi's finally done spreading his vines, and it's like year freaking 2018, 2020, 2023, 2024, whatever year it is. And there's cities, there's smartphones, but most importantly, there's vines everywhere. So, like, Fushi might be like a religion at this point. Like, people just chill with the vines because they know what it does or whatever. Because there is vines everywhere.
That's my boy Fushiguro.
Yeah, and then it says like season 3 confirmed. But I'm just like, what do you do after this?
I mean, he never did defeat the Knockers, so.
Well, no, but he spread himself so he could defeat the Knockers. So, like, I'm guessing, like, if there's a Knocker somewhere, he should know. He's got vines everywhere.
Who knows?
I don't. But yeah, that was 2 Year Eternity, season 2.
I thought it was season 3.
Season three hasn't come out yet, big guy.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it. I'm like, yeah, let me get season 3, baby.
And it don't stop.
Because it's on to Classroom of the Elite.
Yeah.
I must say that I love Koenji in this one. He's he might be one of my new favorite villain-like folks. Because would you quantify him as a villain? Because I don't think I would quantify him as a villain per se.
More like an anti-hero. Not entirely a villain, just not a hero.
There was that, there's one anime where it was like, he does hero-like stuff, but he's not really a hero. And he's like, yeah, don't call me hero. I can't think of the name.
He does it in like he does good in bad ways, so like. You don't want to cross him off as bad, but, like, can't really call him good either.
Yeah, he's not really a hero. I need a hero. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a song.
I know. I'm familiar with the song. I'm not that young.
I don't know. Sometimes if he says some stuff, you'd be like, huh?
I'm a musical jukebox, okay? Yeah. I know a lot of music.
So, Classroom Elite, Season 3, Episode 10. The first cause of Absurd's conclusions I ascribe to the want of method. Yeah, so... Yusuke, he's just talking to himself. I'm like, what's wrong with bro? Bro, get a grip. He's like, yeah, I want to protect the class. And he's like, if I could do that, all my friends are safe. But then he's like, yeah, that's not who I am, though. I'm like, what? This man isn't a walking paradox right here. So that happens. And so then we get like a rundown of his. He's like, yeah, my past mistakes. And he's like, it's repeating itself, and this is when we start getting to the crux of what his real issue is with the class and like why he's been acting the way he has. And so Ayana Koji and Suzune meet up with another course mate, and he's like, yeah, do you want some information about class A to defeat him? We can go to Katsuragi. So yeah, Yahiko like adored him, and Takanaki got Yahiko kicked out. It's like, ooh. Yeah. And Suzume's like, no, I'll pass. We'll come up with another way. And so Ayana Koji and their classmate meet up with Katsuragi. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to actively betray my class, even though I can't stand her. But then he's like, oh, I will give you some educated guesses, though. And he proceeds to say that Sakanaji has not told the class which one she intends to pick for the course. And because I can offer you some educated guesses. And his guesses was chess, English, math, modern literature, mental math, jump rope, dodgeball. And he's like, jump rope and dodgeball are probably most likely fakes because require too many people, and it's not really their strong suit. And so they talk, and Ayana Koji's already scheming. I see it behind his eyes, even though they're lifeless. And then Ayana Koji gets a call from Suzune. And so they meet up. She cooked him a meal, and she's like, hey, next time you can just meet up, talk to me. You don't need this pretense. Try to win me over. It's like, okay, well, here's a list I came up with. And so she gives the whole list of all of the things that she thinks people will be good at and we can win and the odds. And this is very, very detailed. She'd probably do great in Vegas as a sports gambler with the amount of work she put into that.
Perhaps.
Yeah. And so this is when he drops the bomb on her. He's like, hey, I want you to participate in the chess. He's like, oh, I don't really know how to play chess. But he's like, yeah, we can work on it. We'll do games nightly in the room so no one sees us together and you can get better. Well, my man,
I'm a little confused about that, though. It said, yeah, cause I thought it said that chess is the one you can directly, like, coach your person on what to do.
Yeah, it did. That's why I was like, huh, why do you, what teacher? So I think it's something to, I think it's probably more to, like, disparage Sakanagi, because, like, if Suzune beats her without any input from Ayana Koji, that's, like, extra insult.
True.
And so, it's like, I couldn't even handle the second of class. You know.
So that would make sense. I can get behind that. It's that reason.
Yeah, and then so, she hasn't beaten him at all. It's like, she's like, I barely even beat you when you're taking it easy on me. And it's like, my boy is a genius. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how many, he probably had everything planned out, all the moves and everything to do. Like, he probably knows what she's going to do in the head. And yeah, I'm excited to see. Yeah, so then we go back to the class, and after class, Suzune asks Horikita, she's like, yo, what's going on with you? I don't want to use the class, but if I have to, can I count on you? It's like, if there's a large number of people, and he just kind of like blows her off and ignores her, I'm like, this guy. And so I'm like, man, get yourself together. And then some Michan's like, wait, Yosuke, come back.
That girl got some low self-esteem, bro, let me tell you.
Yeah. He's like, I love you, come here. Let me make everything all better. In a nutshell. And she's like, leave me alone. And she's like, if talking to you won't bring back Yamauchi, then get away from me. And she, like, he, like, yanks his arm out of her way. And she falls down. And my boy Koenji, the G, shows up.
Koenji.
He calls him. He said, you still act like an impotent child. It's like, grow up. Do better. And he gets mad. He attacks Koenji. And Koenji, like, jacks up his arm and puts him in a martial move. He's like, hey, buddy, this ain't what you want. If you come after me, I'm going to end you. I'm like, whew, yeah, that was one. He's like, well, if you don't want the pretty lady, I'll take it for myself. So then he whisks her in his arms and he starts to whisk her away. And I'm like, dang, you got beat up and your girl took. Couldn't be me. And so that happens. And then Ayana Koji comes out and talks to him. Yusuke walks off. And Ayana Koji talks with him. He's like, why don't you want to partake, or why you act this way? Like, he's like, I'll listen to you. So this is where we get the backstory of why he was overreacting to the situation, which I can understand. That's a terrible backstory. But so his friend was bullied and he had tried, like, commit seppuku, and so he's real distraught about that. And he was thinking, like, even though the guy almost died, it's like, yeah, the bullying should have stopped, but they just picked another target, and he didn't want to lose any more friends, so he decided to rule his class through fear and physical abuse. So I'm like, yeah, bullying is wrong, but I'm like, how did that equate to the situation with Yamauchi? Like, it was a logical set of steps. The weakest link did not survive. And you're only as strong as your weakest link. So, But yeah, I can see why he behaved in that manner. But yeah, he was a tyrant, coercion, violence, and punishment. No one was allowed to make fun of each other. He's like, yeah, I took the joy out of the school year. And I dole out harsher punishments than what was necessary. And I was like, oh, okay, my guy. You're just a regular, what's that guy's name? Hammurabi.
It's a tyrant. Yeah. This class isn't behaving how I want, so I'm going to rule it.
Yeah, but it's like you were real upset about there was no violence. There was no making fun of someone. They were just simply stating facts about how he was not up to the school standard, and you got upset. Don't know why. But yeah, so...
Definitely got upset.
Yeah. So then he tells... Sayana Koji's like, huh? She's like, this is pretty much all your fault. He was like, about Yamauchi. He's like, did you do everything in your power to get there? He's like, if you did, you'd still be here, right? Like, he's like, what was her name? Ichinose's still there. She got no one from her class got a spell. He gives all these examples. And he's like, that's different, and you know that. And he's like, well, no, it's not, because they found a way to do it, and you didn't, my guy. And so, Anna Koji was like, yeah, I had the wrong picture of your character.
Yeah, my man was cold-blooded, bro.
He was.
I was like, damn, I see myself a little bit. I'm a piece of shit.
Nah, I don't see that.
Oh, you ain't
nothing near here the way he is.
Nah, not like, I don't have the smarts he has, but I'll say something that cold.
That's what I mean.
Oh, you think I'm worse?
You ain't smart enough.
Shut up.
You just literally said, I ain't got the smarts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't using smarts. He was just saying some cold crap. I can do that. I do that.
I don't know. You'd never be Anna Koji.
How dare you.
Probably his personal character, but he's a proud, boastful child. And he's like, you don't even deserve my respect. And so he just like essentially broke the man down. And the next day, he goes and apologizes to Wee-chan and everyone for his behavior. And then we get a little scene for it. And apparently Ryuin is the new captain. Because everyone had the strategy of putting people that had the protection point as their captain. But they changed their strategy. So I'm like, huh, this is interesting. I wonder how this is going to play out for the folks.
Was that like a after credits scene?
It might have been.
It was like Ryuin Cat. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Ryuin is one of my... you know, I was like, yeah, Ryuin, yeah, go, guy, go.
This next episode is going to be interesting.
It's always interesting.
I wonder what Koji's going to participate in then.
I have no idea. Well, he can't participate in too much of anything anyway.
Why?
Team captains can't participate.
But you said Ryuin's now. Oh, Ryuin. Okay. Wrong quirk. I was thinking Koenji. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm saying, Ryuin, he can participate, but no one else can. He can't anymore. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait.
I'm so it's excited.
It's gonna be great.
I just can't hide it.
And I watched the next episode because I couldn't wait.
Lies.
Nah, I watched it.
Lies. I was
like, yeah, let me watch the next episode.
Horrible lies.
Nah, you the liar.
Make it believable, Irby. Come on.
Nah. But yeah, continue on to the next one.
On to the next. Berserk of Gluttony. How'd you enjoy this episode so far? How'd you enjoy this anime so far?
It was so good. I had to watch the second episode because I had to see, did he kill her or save her? So I was like, yeah, I got to see. Does he save her? How does he save her? couldn't wait.
Berserker Gluttony, the have-nots. I actually almost picked something else, but I got tired of the dud, so I watched the first episode. And I didn't think it was bad, I just didn't think it was interesting enough to pick. I think it's called God's Game or something like that, or the Game of Gods. Let me see, it's right here. God's Games We Play, that's what it was. And it didn't seem bad, it just didn't seem exciting enough. So Berserk of Gluttony, I actually have on my watch list. So
I thought it was great, God's Game.
Did you watch it?
Of course.
What's it about? Don't say game.
Playing games with gods.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, that's what it pretty much.
What's the objective? Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I watched first episode. I know what the objective is.
Did you though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we start off Berserk of Gluttony, with a little scene of what seems like the protagonist taking on what looks like a horde of trolls, and then we get the opening scene. So once we get past the opening, we see this merchant or some dude on the wagon getting chased by goblins. And then the hunters show up and give him a hand. And then you see these holy knights show up. And they're like stuck up, typical freaking, oh, I'm going to act like a noble and everyone around me is below me. And it turns out they've been paying our protagonist chump change to do their duty and guard the gate. And my man can barely afford a meal with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 copper coins they threw.
The shekels.
On the floor. And they beat him. And apparently he's not the first one. Like they routinely do this until, I guess, the person they're doing it to at the moment either dies or comes into like some luck or something.
Are they flee?
So homegirl, what is her name? It's here.
I don't know.
I don't either of their names right now. I'll get it. So homegirl, the blondie, the nice one,
Roxy
steps in to save him.
You take some notes, my guy.
I don't got time for notes.
You got time. You just choose not to make time for notes.
Trust me.
On other stuff.
Trust me, I don't have time for notes.
Nah, you got time.
No time.
You do. You just choose not to.
No time for notes. Right. Why do I do notes? I have you.
Well, I'm going to stop helping you out. I've been a crutch for too long.
Come on, sink or swim, baby. Just let me drown.
You need to level up.
While you're at it, what's our main character's name?
I don't even know, dog. All
right, I'll get to it eventually. Okay.
Mike.
So he ate food with his chum change, and bartender, I guess he takes pity on him because he know, like, the people in his position, how they end up.
Name's Fate.
Fate. Yeah, she did call him Fate. And he was walking around. He saw people intrude on the royal building or whatever. So he went to tell Roxy, and like she went in, and like he held the pole for her. And then when he saw someone running back, he wanted to run, but he held his ground, and he ended up accidentally killing the guy. And that's when his gluttony skill activated. And his gluttony skill absorbs stats and skills. So my man got telepathy and identify, and his skills got raised. And then Roxy came back, and you know she was worried about Fate, and he said he was all right. So she went to report it, and he went to process, and then he woke up the next day, decided he needed a weapon. He was too broke to afford a weapon, so the merchant stopped being nice to him and sent him to like the cheap pile, almost like that one side arc in One Piece where Zoro was gonna get that cursed sword and threw it up in the air. He couldn't afford a sword, so the dude just sent him to the cheap pile. So he goes through the cheap pile, and the black sword starts talking to him. It's like, hey, pick me, my name's Greed. And that's how he gets his weapon. So we're gonna have a talking weapon, and
then gluttony.
The noble knights or whatever they're the royal knights or whatever they are learned that Roxy offered to hire Fate to get him away from them. And the dude that seems like he's in charge is like, ah, don't worry about it. We can always replace him. I got better things to do, like study immortality. Then Fate and Greed went monster hunting. And my man basically started to grind. And he got a crap ton of...
Would you call it grind, as in more so he just fighting for his life? Because, they said the whole adage of, you see one goblin, there's 100 more. So I think he was just surviving at that point. So I wouldn't quantify that as grinding.
Surviving, but he also went looking for goblins. So
he went looking for something to test his sword on, his metal.
And he just found goblins.
Yeah.
Well, at least he got through it. He got more skills. His stats went way up, so his health was now almost 1,400, his strength almost 15, his magic almost 5, his spirit almost 5, and his agility almost 1,100. He has skills gluttony, identify telepathy, strength boost low, vitality boost low. And the sword was just giving him instructions on what he should be doing. And collect the ears and stuff like that. Claim your rewards, and you're not alone anymore. I got you.
Phones.
So he trades in the ears, and he got 38 goblins. From 38 goblins, he earned 3 silver and 80 bronze coins, which is probably the most he's ever held had. And the sword said, "Hey, you also have to run maintenance on me, so don't forget to spend some money on me." And that's when he came across this this little girl who, in her head, thought "help me," but couldn't say anything out loud because of the dude. And he had to make a decision whether he was gonna help her or leave her. I mean, we both know he's gonna help her.
I don't know.
That's just how it goes. He's gonna help her. I think I saw her in the credits.
But yeah. But yeah, I think part of the other little things I just want to chat about here. Yeah, I don't get how people call themselves nobles and behave in that manner. They're just abusing the town folks.
Oh, but that's also the stereotypical noble, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it depends on which nobles you think about. Because some other nobles I know, they just be like, yeah, I'm not going to treat my peoples bad.
My peoples.
But yeah, it's that. And then, so I was thinking, does he get his skills once he kills someone? Or is it can he just touch him and absorb skills? Because that has yet to be clarified.
I think due to the gluttony, maybe he has to kill them for the skills, but maybe hurting them can get him stats.
Well, also killing got him stats too.
Yes. He probably has to kill them.
So, but yeah, I mean, because he could, I don't know. It's not fleshed out yet what they would do. So I'm just like, huh. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Because
Yeah, because he physically touches something and he can use a skill. But he killed the folk, killed that guy, and he got both his skills. So I'm like, huh. And I think it's also worth noting that he doesn't get any experience points, but just stats in exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... I mean, the trade-off is great on that. Very high risk, high reward, because it's like, oh, I can't increase the levels, but I can get all these stats that seem like I increase the level very easily. So I think I'd probably rather have that than not to have those type of skills.
Yeah, I'm reading something similar than Webtoons, but I gotta wait for the episodes to be free. I haven't had a good luck with a string of games. Oh, Kaiju, a trailer for the Colossal new series has arrived. Oh, I thought the show was coming out. Are you interested in Kaiju? Number 8?
I might watch it.
Apparently
I think
it's popular. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I put it on my list to read, and I just never read it.
Ditto.
I was like, oh, stuff to read. I like to read the stuff.
Ditto. But I'm spoiled. I like color now, so like it's hard to...
I'm going to spoil everything.
It's fine.
Call me refrigerator when the lightning light goes out.
You want to talk about Jujutsu?
I only read the one. Not much there. It was just, you know, fight, do stuff. Fight some more, get beat.
There was a little bit at the end.
I didn't read the second one.
Oh, okay, all right. So next time.
Because that was I don't think you read that one. So I was like, yeah, because I read the two.
So the next one is not. The next one's gonna have something interesting, but it's really just a build up for the chapter that's gonna come out next.
Yeah. That's how it goes. It's just interesting build up. Like toxic flames building up.
Does that chapter come out this week? Let me see.
It does.
No, 10 days.
Yeah. It comes out this upcoming week.
My Hero comes out in 3 days. Okay. All right. Well, Harvey, you got anything you want to input?
Yeah. I must say how disappointed I am in the whole Blue Exorcist second season, because it seems like they did like a go backwards in time, and I'm like why didn't you just put this in the first season and or just make a whole another season after the fact, but like go back in time? Why
is it I'm guessing it's not worth watching the second season.
Essentially it's something different, but it's like,
is it like an alternate?
It's like what they do is they they flash back to the part where like his classmates start to trust him, and they go from there, and it's like they encounter a whole bunch of different issues. But I just watched like the first three. I was like, I hate this. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. So like I enjoyed the first season of Blue Exorcist, and then like the second season was like something I already watched, and like I didn't make it past like the first two episodes. I was like, I don't know where this is going.
Yeah,
because
it's like, why are you? Yeah, like they're fighting. They're like, yeah, they're back to the classmates hating them. I'm like, we already got over this.
Yeah.
Like at least when Full Metal Alchemist did it, they kept on like the same string of events. They just changed something there, here and there that like, you know, made it interesting still, but they still kept the same plot.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. So it's kind of like they remastered it, if you want to say that. But this one, they're just like, yeah, let's go back and make Ren and Yuki do crazy stuff. Like Yuki, I feel like he's having like a mental breakdown, crisis of health, of like his state of being. I'm like, come on, man. I thought we was past this. But we weren't. So, yeah. Disappointed. Got like three episodes in. I was like, I can't do this. And then I started watching Noragami.
How are you liking Noragami?
I like Noragami.
Nice. I think it's on my list too. I had a lot of things you already watched on my list that I can just straight up watch now. Like, I think you watched Tsukimichi.
The Moonlight Story, yeah. Yeah,
Moonlight Fantasy. You watched Shield Hero. You watched. What else is on my? What else is on my list? You didn't watch Spy Family, so I'll leave that one to the side just in case you pick it one day.
One day over the rainbow. But yeah, it's yeah, I just be out here watching all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I had too. That I just was really upset about it. And I'm like,
it sucks to get your interest built, and like, it's like, what the hell did you guys do? Why even make a season two?
Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Well, there's a whole other season after that too, and I'm just like, I just want to like see what that season is about. Cause I'm like,
redemption.
Come on. Yeah, maybe it's a little better. I don't know. But I'm just like, man, just you know, I hate that. Just going back in time, and they already solved all of their issues, and then this is what you do.
You know, Slime should be coming out soon, right?
I've been keeping an eye out on Slime.
Yo, can't wait.
Yeah. So, I'm like, yeah, when is that coming out? All my favorite shows. But yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked us, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.